This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
One of the people we've checked in with from time to time on this show is Larry Summers. He was Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama. He's now teaching at Harvard, where he used to be president. And as we await for that jobs report from the Labor Department, we thought we'd check in with him about the economic recovery. Larry Summers, good morning.
Glad to be with you.
Well, so we're talking at a time when the unemployment rate is still relatively high, 7.7%. The housing market is just starting to recover, and yet the stock market is at a record high. So I wonder what you make of all this.
I think the stock market looks forward, and I think there is a sense that the economy may be turning. That sense is supported by the fact that the housing market really has turned, by the fact that consumers' balance sheets are improved, by the fact that we've got a variety of kinds of energy investments underway in a significant scale. And, of course, the rise in the stock market creates more wealth, which drives spending.
Well, so do you agree with the stock market that good times are ahead?
You know, we economists never think we can know the future with precision, or at least those who are sensible among us never think we can know the future with precision. But I think the preponderant probabilities are more favorable than would have been the case a year ago.
Well, on that point, you said something interesting recently at the London School of Economics. You said the traditional breakdown between the structural and the cyclical that is central to economic thinking has become highly problematic. Basically, that the old models that are used for economic forecasting may no longer apply.
Well, there's an idea that there's a conventional wisdom that you can have a downturn and the downturn will last, and then the downturn will be reversed, and then you'll be back where you started from. And what we've come to understand better, I think, is that there's what economists call hysteresis effects. When the economy goes down, there's less capital investment. Some people who lose their jobs go on disability and never come back to working. Some young people who come out of school never get on the kind of track they hope to, and that stays with them. And so the temporary blemish of a downturn leaves a permanent scar in reduced potential for the economy to produce. And in that sense, cyclical problems can harden into being structural problems. And my fear is that there's an element of that in the current American situation, and that's why accelerating the recovery in any way we can is so very important.
Well, on that note, do you think that Washington is doing the right things right now to accelerate the economy in any way that they can? It doesn't seem like they're getting much done at all at the moment.
I'd like to see more. I'd like to see us investing much more heavily in infrastructure. I would like to see us moving more strongly to make the fundamental kind of investments the country needs in education and in R&D. I would have preferred to see the payroll tax cut phased out or continued for some interval until the economy had more fully recovered. I'd like to see steps to address our long-run fiscal challenges that would have a greater prospect of increasing confidence, which is also an important determinant of spending decisions.
Larry Summers, former top economist to President Obama, now at Harvard University. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.
And next week, we'll get a different view on the economic recovery from Glenn Hubbard, who held the same position as Larry Summers in the White House under President George W. Bush and is now the dean of the Columbia Business School.